You're listening to The Winner. This is 106.5 FM K293CQ and AM 1240 KRJW Altamont Klamath Falls, a Win broadcasting station. Welcome to Klamath County High School Basketball on KlamathRadio.com. All season long, we're bringing you all the action of the Mazama Vikings and the Henley Hornets. So let's get this show on the road. Let's go courtside with Randy Adams and the team for tonight's exciting game on KlamathRadio.com.
Welcome to Valhalla Court, Mazama High School, the Southside Series, Chapter 2 tonight. The Mazama Vikings and the Henley Hornets in a double dipper. We've got the girls' action slated to begin here at after 6 tonight. That will be followed, of course, by the boys' game at 7:30. The first ball game tonight is one of those games that is important in a lot of ways, even though you look at the standings and you think, okay, Hidden Valley is 8-0, and Henley is 6-2, and Mazama's young this year, 3-5 in league, trying to make a statement and maybe make a late run into a play-in game. But it's very important for Henley, more than Mazama tonight in many ways. First of all, if the Hornets win tonight, they would improve to 7-2. And that would put them into a Tuesday night final game of the season against North Valley, the team they're tied for second place in the Skyline Conference with. The top two teams from all six leagues are automatically in the 16-team tournament that begins with first-round play on March 1st and 2nd at home sites, and then the next week up in Forest Grove. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Wednesday, I believe, the girls or boys open. And then Thursday, everybody plays. But the way it works for Henley is if they win tonight, they improve to 7-2, forcing North Valley to upset them at home on Tuesday, which would also then make the two teams 1-1 and force yet another playoff game before the play-in round, meaning that Henley would have to lose. If they win tonight, they would have to lose twice to not have any shot at a second-place finish in the Skyline Conference.
Klamath Flower Shop wants to know if you're having a divine day or a doghouse day. Either way, brighten it up. The floral design experts at Klamath Flower Shop will add color and life to your workstation, a friend's house, wherever you need to spruce up the area. Come on, when was the last time you gave your loved ones or yourself flowers? Go from doghouse to divine. Call Klamath Flower Shop, 884-4159 at 133 South 9th. Bridges World Jewelry is your quality home jeweler in the basin. Have an anniversary coming up? At Bridges World Jewelry, you'll find the entire inventory of in-stock anniversary bands at 40% off and high-quality diamond stud earrings at 50% off. Always an ideal gift. Plus, Bridges has a huge inventory of silver jewelry, as well as Black Hills gold jewelry and colored stone jewelry, and much more. Bridges World Jewelry, open Monday through Friday in the Tower Shopping Center, your quality home jeweler.
This season, there will be a team that's down 15 in the fourth quarter. On the road, count it out. And the only group that believes they'll win is themselves. And when they come back, that's Northwest Style. Win or lose, it's enjoyed with Northwest Style Pizza from Abby's, with toppings to the edge on a handcrafted crust. Abby's is a proud sponsor of OSAA Sports. Abby's Legendary Pizza.
Picture this. You're driving down a highway and your car starts to shimmy, causing you to go all over the road. Before your suspension leaves you in suspense, head over to Hanson Tire. Cooper tires, alignments, struts, and shocks are quickly installed, and you'll be really happy with the prices, too. Be sure, before you hit the road, see Hanson Tire. Open weekdays on Maywood Drive. The providers in every day at Basin Immediate Care, sports and wellness physicals to illnesses, injuries, and occupational services, you'll receive immediate attention. Basin Immediate Care's on-site x-ray and lab ensure speedy results, plus relief from your illness or injury. Open every day of the year, including Sundays and holidays. Never an appointment needed. Basin Immediate Care stays aware of, equipped for, and ready to meet every new challenge. Basin Immediate Care, the provider is in every day. 3737 Shasta Way in the Credit Union Center.
When you need service for your septic system or grease trap, you want experienced technicians. So you call Modoc Services. The folks at Modoc Services will determine the problem and get it back on track in short order. Modoc Services is the oldest septic and grease trap servicer in Klamath County. Our service is the difference. Credit cards accepted. Another proud sponsor of today's game. Modoc Services. Call 541-883-6912. 541-883-6912.
Prefer not to wait to get your taxes done? No problem, we understand. Drop off your tax documents and we'll get to work. When we're finished, just come to the office to review and sign your return, or you can approve your return online. Ask about our free drop-off service when scheduling your tax appointment. Block got your back.
Hi, this is Deborah Edders at your local H&R Block office on South 6th Street between East Main and Shasta Way. Come by today and see what it means to never settle for less when it comes to your taxes.
OBTV B14057.
Hey, a hearty hello to all of our friends in the Merrill and Malin farm area and anybody traveling through. BasinLife.com and your phone and computer has city pages for Merrill and Malin. See them now. Visit our sponsors, Kalina Hardware and Malin. They've got everything. And in Merrill, Pappy Gander and Company Restaurant, Tater Patch Quilts, Martin's Food Center, Wild Goose Lodge Motel, and their beautiful rooms for travelers. And K&K Espresso and Deli Drive-Thru. Check them out. Merrill Malin city pages now on BasinLife.com.
When you're working on a construction site and you want dependable tools, get dependable tools at Dave's Tool Supply. Cordless tools, sandpaper, saw blades, well, just about every quality tool a quality construction worker needs. Delivery is available too. Now, let's say you have a broken air compressor or sander or nail gun. Hey, just drop it off and get it repaired. Dave's Tool Supply, on Crest by Kiger Stadium.
Starting lineup's being introduced by Tom Keller. We're sorry we lost your connection. This may be a problem we're going to have tonight. We certainly hope not, but we're going to do our best to bring you the action from the Hall of Court. Get you the starting lineup for at least Mazama. Looks like Jill Erickson starts. Maddie Lease will start. Along with Kennedy Lease, Sophia Hill, I believe, and Macy Clements. For Henley, it'll be Reagan Loney, Carly Moore, Alexandria Sharp.
This game is a peacock game. Thanks, everybody, for participating.
Jessica Northcutt.
Remember, during the halftime of the boys' game, we'll be doing the Maryland.
And let's see if we can get the fifth one for you. I don't see her just yet. I'll get her in just a moment. Oh, Brady Smith, the fifth starter for Henley. And again, we're grabbing these last moment. We are scrambling to get the audio going here. Henley in the traveling blue and gold. They reserve, they get the tip and get it down underneath with a quick pass to Carly Moore, who lays it up and in. Quickly, it is a 2-0 Henley lead. In staff court pressure, here's Maddie Lease across the midcourt line, loses her dribble. She's now caught in the left-hand corner, baseline, sideline. Going to bring it way out front. Now to Kennedy Lease, freshman from her senior sister. Over to Hill on the wing left. Sandra Hill will kick it back over to the right-hand side of the floor, over to Kennedy Lease. They move the ball around the perimeter now to Clemens. Macy in the corner for Mazama, right-hand side. Mid-post area to Lease. She'll drive, put it up. Maddie, no good. Rebound, Henley. Here come the Hornets. Reagan Loney down the floor quickly with an outlet pass from Brady Smith. Baseline, puts it up and in for two more. Henley points. Those two for Carly Moore again, making it 4-0. Here's Kennedy Lease to the left-hand side. She'll terminate, swing out to the top of the key. It's stolen. Pickpocket down the floor. The drive, the layup, and scoring two more is Alexandria Sharp. And Henley is off to a great start, a minute and a half into the game. 6:39 left in the opening quarter. It's the Hornets 6 and the Vikings nothing. Back in a minute on the Winners, CBS Sports Radio.
This season, there will be a team that's down 15 in the fourth quarter. On the road, count it out. And the only group that believes they'll win is themselves. And when they come back, that's Northwest style. Win or lose, it's enjoyed with Northwest style pizza from Abby's, with toppings to the edge on a handcrafted crust. Abby's is a proud sponsor of OSAA Sports. Abby's Legendary Pizza.
Basin Immediate Care hopes your game is exciting, memorable, and injury-free. In the event that you suffer an injury, illness, allergy, or just need a wellness check, be sure to stop in. There's never an appointment needed. With on-site x-ray, lab, plus cardiac technology, you won't be waiting long. At Basin Immediate Care, you'll get speedy results. Open every day, including holidays. The provider is in every day at Basin Immediate Care, 3737 Shasta Way in the Credit Union Center. Have a great game.
Sandra Hill's shot is blocked. Henley will bring it back down the other way after a missed shot inside the paint. Driving and being fouled from behind. The foul is on Kennedy Lee. He's going to the free throw line. Alexandra Sharp. That's 2 points here. And a good start for the Hornets. They lead by a score of 6-0. And the free throw is good. Short rebound Henley, fast break the other way with numbers down the floor. Reagan Loney feeds it underneath, and that is a basket for Alexandra Sharp again. She's got 6, and Henley off to a fantastic start here, 10-0. Maddie Lee's trapped at midcourt, didn't get it across the timeline. She finally does, down to Katrina Jeffrey. Had it mid-post and lost it off of a Hornet out of bounds, trying to put it on the floor. Mazama will inbound the ball. They do. Going straight up with the shot is Maddie Lease, and she will be fouled. The lane tightened to be. She signed a letter of intent to play soccer in Eugene beginning next year. The second of 3 Lease girls. Maddie's first free throw is up, and it is good. Mazama's on the board. It is the Lady Vikings 10, Mazama 1. Second free throw on the way is in and out, no good. And here come the Hornets with a rebound. Reagan Loney down the floor to Smith, inside now to Northcutt. Off the glass from 6, no good. Rebound brought down there by Jeffrey. Mazama the other way with numbers this time. Stop and pop 3-pointer from Hill from the right wing is no good. Ball goes out of bounds off the bounce. Last touch by the Vikings. Mazama going to the bench to bring back in Cassie Strong with 5:18 left in the opening quarter. Henley leading 10-1. The Vikings set up defensively. Hornets move it left to right. Down the floor, Reagan Loney is tripped up on the baseline drive. She is not fouled. She steps on the timeline or baseline out of bounds. Shannon Carlson, the head coach of Henley, not happy with that call. Your officials for tonight's first game, Caleb Getman and Craig Caldwell. 5:04 left in the opening quarter, 10-1 the score. Left-hand side jumper put up, partially blocked by Strong. Rebound Clemens for Mazama. Left side baseline about 10 out. She'll wait for Maddie Lease. Lease will pop the jumper from 12. Baseline left, no good. And here comes Henley with a fast break and the rebound. Down the floor, Alexandra Sharp puts it up. No good. Draws the foul on the assist by Reagan Loney. The shot did not go, but Reagan drawing the defenders over to her. Good effort there. Sharp will go to the free throw line. The first foul assessed in the game to Macy Clements. And the first free throw is up and in for Sharp. She's 3 for 3. Living up to her surname so far from the free throw line. Henley 11, Mazama 1. 4:42 left in the quarter. Second one just as good as the first. And it is now 12-1, Henley. Hornets relentless with a full court pressure. Here's Maddie Lease. Baseball pass down the floor, stolen by Henley on the other end. Here come the Hornets. Reagan Loney across the midcourt line. Gets it inside the paint, get it back outside now to Carly Moore. She'll try to penetrate, lose the dribble.
Last touch by
a Mazama Viking out of bounds. 4:23 left in the opening quarter. It is 12-1. Our score, Henley with the lead. Inside to Northcutt. Turnaround 7-footer is good. Jessica Northcutt, she's going to be playing college basketball at Northwest Christian next year. 14-1 is our score. Here's a stop-and-pop jumper, Macy Clements, 15 feet out. It's off the mark, no good. Reagan Loney with a rebound. Tries an outlet pass down the floor to Sharp. And that ball is knocked away. I think Sharp's going to be called for the foul, trying to get the basketball at the four-minute mark.
Kayla Albers
coming in for the Vikings halfway through this first quarter. With a 14-1 deficit to work with, Mazama's hoping to get something going here. But the pressure from Henley's defense has been outstanding. Here's Macy Clements to Maddie, Kennedy Lease. I tried to combine the two names, apparently, Maddie and Kennedy, and got out with Maddie. I'm going to hear about that one, I'm sure. Ball goes out of bounds, last touch by the Hornets. Inbound Mazama. Lease to Lease on the inbound. Maddie Lease goes up for the shot. It is blocked and out of bounds. Last touch by Mazama. Trying to retrieve the blocked shot. 14-1 Henley. Playing with determination here tonight, knowing that if they can pick up a win here, they'll only need to beat North Valley to solidify a spot in the state tournament. And at least get into the Sweet 16, which is March 1st and 2nd at the home sites. The final eight get to go to Forest Grove. Hornets turn the ball over on their side of the floor. Mazama will inbound with 3:35 left. First period. It's been all Henley so far. Full court pressure. This one stolen by the Hornets in midcourt. Carly Moore comes up with it, throws it away as she tries to hit a cutter down low. Remember, when the two teams played at Henley, Henley was up big time, 18-20 points, and Mazama came back. They'll have to do it again tonight to make a game out of this one. Right now down by 13. Lease to Hill. Right-hand side in the wing. Maddie Lease, kind of running point. The only senior on the roster and on the floor for Mazama. Here's Hill, drives all the way to baseline, puts it up with the right hand, draws the foul in the act of shooting. With 3:03 left here in this first period, or was that Kennedy? Yeah, Kennedy's going to shoot two. That was Kennedy Lease with the dribble drive. The freshman, superb softball player Kennedy is. Her first free throw is up and good. She'll be playing for Coach Todd Nickerson as the season approaches. 14-2, Kennedy on the scoreboard. The second one is also good. Both Lease girls own all of Mazama's points. Kennedy with two, Maddie with one. 14-3 is our score. Henley with the lead. Reagan Loney on the wing right. Fires it over into the corner. Dribble drive out there and then back out. With it there is Brady Smith. Tries to find a cutter, instead leaves it up top on the post for Northcutt. She'll feed it over to the right-hand side. Shot put up by Smith for two. Three is no good, but a putback is up and in by Lindsay McLaughlin on the putback. And Henley now has a 16-3 lead. McLaughlin's first basket of the game. Here's Maddie Lease. Ball knocked away and out of bounds at midcourt from behind. Maddie will re-inbound the ball right next to the Henley bench. 2 minutes and 17 seconds left in the opening quarter. It's Mazama trailing 16-3 against the Henley Hornets. Mazama with the ball. Kennedy Lease dribbles into the corner, has the ball stolen right-hand side, and here comes Mazama the other way. McLaughlin to Smith. Now to Reagan Loney. Loney tries a touch pass mid-post into Northcutt. Ball knocked away and out of bounds. Grace Spoon checking in. Sandra Hill also checking back in for Mazama. 1:56 mark in this first quarter. And it's been all Henley. Here's the inbound to Northcutt up top. She'll swing it out over to Brady Smith. She'll leave it to the other side now. Get it back to Northcutt on a give and go. Stop and pop shot is good, but she traveled with the ball before the shot. Did everything she needed to do, but she took that extra jab step when she stopped to pop the to shoot the ball, and that is a walk. Turnover, Henley. Mazama with the ball, trailing 16-3. Maddie Lease up top to Grace Spoon. Spoon two dribbles way out in the front court left-hand side into the corner and out of Hill. She'll penetrate baseline, try to get it inside the paint to Kayla Albers. Ball loose. And Henley comes up with a basketball. Crossover dribble near midcourt, McLaughlin. Tied up out there by Macy Clemens. Good hustle play by Clemens there to tie up the basketball. Held ball, possession arrow goes back to Mazama. Minute 15 left in the opening quarter. 16-3 is our score. Mazama trailing by 13. Henley with a great start here tonight. Into the corner is Clemens. She'll fire it over to Lease, top of the key now to Hill. Move the ball to the other side of the floor. Bring it back out to Clemens. She's on the right wing. She'll terminate her dribble way out front. Get it back out to Maddie Lease. She is fouled between the rings. Too aggressive defense there from Reagan Loney. She picks up the foul. That's her second. And she will come off the floor for Coach Shannon Carlson with 54 seconds left in this first half. It's been all Henley, 16-3. Grace Spoon on the right-hand side in the inbound play. We'll get it in the corner over to Macy Clemens. Right-hand side, she'll bring it back out front to Hill, back to Clemens. A long three. This one's on the back of the iron, over the backboard and out of bounds. Henley will re-inbound the ball with 36 seconds left, leading it 16-3. Running the point for the time being, Brady Smith with Loney out of the lineup. She'll bring it up high post to Northcutt. Try a pass back out to Smith. Stolen away. Pickpocketed. The drive to laying it up. No good. No foul there either on Clemens, and the Vikings wanted one. Joy Lease not happy now with the officiating crew. Is that she thought would be a foul? Looked like there was some contact there, but no call. Henley breaks down the other way, loses the ball out of bounds, but off of a Viking. So the Hornets will inbound the ball right in front of the pep band here at Mazama High School. High post to Northcutt. She'll drive, put it up from six, no good. Bounces off the glass and off the rim. Front iron and off. Rebound Lease. 1 second, half court heave, no good. And at the end of the first quarter, it is Henley 16. And Mazama 3 will come back for the second quarter after this 1 minute break on 1240 AM and 106.5 FM, the winner.
Make room, because look who's here. The burger to rule them all. We're talking America's favorite burger, the Burger King Whopper. A real meaty, flame-grilled Whopper beef patty topped with tangy pickles, ketchup, fresh tomatoes, crisp lettuce, and fresh onions, finished with creamy mayo and served on a toasted 5-inch sesame seed bun. Feeling hungry for a real meaty burger yet? Well, you should be. Add a side of small, piping hot, thick-cut French fries or golden onion rings and a small fountain drink, and you've got a meal fit for a king. Burger King, with three convenient locations in Klamath Falls. Burger King on Campus Drive, Burger King South 6th and Washburn Way, and Burger King on South 6th across from Albertsons. Because Klamath Falls is a Burger King town.
This is a Burger King town.
Welcome back. 16-3. It's Henley with the lead. Henley was up by 18 in the first matchup between these two. And the Hornets and Vikings had a battle before Henley came up, won just by 4 points. Henley had tied the game. Mazama had tied the game, so anything can happen. Mazama team is capable of coming back. Inside the paint, Northcutt puts it up from two. It is no good. Gets her own rebound. Hammered as she tries the offensive putback. Jessica Northcutt will go to the free throw line. She's got 2 points for the Henley Hornets here tonight. Jessica's first free throw is no good. Bounces off the front of the rim, the back of the iron, and then off. No good. First miss as a team tonight for Henley. The second one is good, though. And the Hornets lead it by a score of 17-3. Mazama's first offensive possession of the second half. They come up with Maddie Leese between the rings. Yo-yo the ball to the left hand. Bring it back up to Kennedy Leese. They'll run the floor right now for Mazama. Kennedy going to back it way out. Wait for her offense to get set. Swing it high post to Strong. Back out now to Leese. Maddie now to Kennedy. Vikings rocking the pink look tonight with the pink out tonight. A nice pass underneath. Kayla Albers was able to screen out and find herself wide open for an easy put in. Kayla Albers with a basket. The first field goal of the game comes from Mazama at 6:52 left in the first half. That's how good the defense has been tonight for Henley. 17-5 the score. Henley with the lead and the ball. McLaughlin with the ball. Out of the right-hand side. Tries a pass into the corner. Knocked away and last touched by Henley. So it will be Mazama basketball.
Back in for the Hornets.
Six and a half minutes left, first half, 17-5 the score. Henley with the lead. Into the corner is Kennedy Leese. Free throw line extended. Dishes inside to Maddie Leese. She can't use that screen. Going to bring it back out. Get it back to Kennedy. Good defense being played right now by Henley. They have denied the ball most of the night inside. Into the corner, Sandra Hill is called for pushed it off as she tried to get a defender off of her, and that's an offensive foul on Hill. Her first, I believe, yes it is, team foul number 5 on Mazama. 17-5 the score. Henley with the lead. 5:58 left, first half. First of two games tonight. Second game will have the boys. Pass on the bait on the sideline, out of bounds. As Paige Barrett was near the Mazama bench and lost her footing with a ball, out of bounds. Maddie Leese from Kennedy Leese finds Albers inside. She lays it up. And in. Makes it 17-7 now. Albers with 4. Inside the paint, nice pass, good cut from Brady Smith. She just can't make the shot. Nice job from Carly Moore to get the ball to her. But it was too much off the glass and out of bounds. Again, Mazama trailing by 10. They trailed by as many as 14 here in this game. So they'd like to get it down to single digits. And kind of replicate what they did last time. But just as I say that, Jessica Northcutt steals a pass at midcourt. She drives down the lane and is called for the offensive foul. Trying to take the ball to the well. Jessica Northcutt called for the offensive foul for Henley. That's her second. Team foul number five. 5:12 left in this first half. 17-7 the score. Mazama trailing, but they have the ball. Here's Lease to Lease. Almost throws it away. Kennedy in the arms now to Hill. She drives, lays it up and in. Sandra Hill, and all of a sudden now it's an 8-point game. Down the floor is Barrett. She'll kick it back out to Smith. Left-hand side, the ball goes now over to Sharp. She'll get it down low. Low post to Jessica Northcutt. She's money, but she can't get the shot to go. She is fouled. Fouls on Jeffries. Jeffries first. First free throw from Northcutt, good.
When he comes back in, he places Barnett.
Jessica now has 4 points, and it is 18-9. Second free throw is around and off, no good. Jeffrey, actually that's Strong with a rebound. Gets it to Jeffrey across the midcourt line. Mazama with Kennedy Lease being hounded out there. So Maddie comes to save the ball, get it inside the paint. Shot put up, partially blocked, ball still loose. Henley's going to come back up with it with 4:20 left in the first half of play. Brady Smith across the midcourt line to Sharp. She'll penetrate left side. Try to get it inside the paint. Beautiful pass to Jessica Northcutt. That was a good assist. 6 points now for Northcutt, and it is 20-9 Henley. Lease to Lease. It's Kennedy for three from the wing. It does not go. Rebound Hill puts it up off the glass left side. Good. Sandra Hill with an offensive putback now has four. Makes it a 20-11 game. Reagan Loney back into the game in the last dead ball. She'll get it to Northcutt. She'll pop a long two. It's no good from the right baseline. Rebound put back up by Moore. No good, but Carly will go to the free throw line. And she is hacked in the act after the missed offensive rebound putback attempt. Foul is going to be assessed to Strong. Cassie Strong, her first free throw is no good from Carly Moore. Interesting story with Carly, her dad, head baseball coach here at Mazama, so he has to, when especially when she's playing softball, he's really got to try to make some time to catch some of her games because you usually play at the same time on the same days. Second free throw is good. Moore puts Henley back up by 10, 21-11 with 3:33 left in the half. Sandra Hill with the ball left-hand side of the wing. Bring it up to Maddie Lease up top. She'll yo-yo the ball with the right hand. Out on her is Brady Smith defensively. Leave it over to Kennedy Lease. She'll look for a cutter. Not going to find one. Kennedy's very calm. Going to back it out with the dribble. Now Maddie Lease will come and out and to help her near the midcourt lines. They exchange the ball between the two. Back to Kennedy. Now into the corner to Maddie Lease. Right-hand side. Too far out to shoot. Puts the ball on the floor. Tries to penetrate. Throws the ball away, but they get it right back with a steal from Hill. She drives, lays it up, and no good. Had the opportunity. Rebound put back up. No good. No foul call there either. On a putback attempt by Kayla Albers. It is going to stay in Mazama's possession with 2:44 left. So they'll inbound the ball right side of their own goal. Long three outside from Kennedy Lease. No good. From the baseline right, out of bounds, off the miss. And with 2:37 left, Henley has the ball back. And the 10-point lead. They led 16-3 at the end of the first quarter. Moore drives inside the paint from Loney, puts it up and in. Carly Moore, strong move to the well. She's got six make it 7 in the game now, 23-11. In the paint, good pass for Albers. Nicely done by Hill. Does not make the shot, though. Back to the top of the key. Kennedy Lease now to Maddie Lease. She'll drive inside, put it up with the left hand. No good, the southpaw. Maddie Lease will go to the free throw line for Mazama.
That's her third. 16.
Third personal foul on Reagan Loney. She'll have to come out. Reagan Loney going to have to sit with her third personal foul, and Maddie Lease will go to the free throw line. 17 fouls for Mazama. That was Henley's sixth, and Reagan's got half of them. Maddie Lease, it's one of two from the stripe to make it 23-12. Maddie now with 2 points. A long two put up and missed there by Sharp. Rebound Mazama. And here's Lease with a minute 49 left. Maddie, I'll call him Maddie and Kennedy so you'll know which one has the ball. It's easier that way. Instead of Lease to Lease. Inside the paint, Albers. Feeds it inside to Kennedy. She'll put it up no good, but draw the foul.
That's her first.
Carly Moore picking up the foul, her first. Free throws pending here for Kennedy Lease. Her first one is on the way, no good. She was 2 for 2 from the line before that miss. Mazama's only been able to manage 4 field goals in this game. Second one is good. Kennedy hits 1 of 2. She's got 3 points. 23-13. There's a steal by Kennedy near the midcourt line. She'll drive the length of the floor. Put it up with the left hand. Draws the foul. No, it goes off of a Henley player. And yeah, it was a foul. I thought that was going to be called a foul. Looked like a foul. Initially didn't see the call. First free throw is on the way. No good. The first personal foul assessed by McKenna Peterson in the game. Kennedy Lease now is 3 for 5 from the free throw line tonight. Second free throw on the way. Good. 4 for 6 for Kennedy Lease, and it's 23-14. At midcourt, Brady Smith being hounded out there defensively by Hill. She almost forces a turnover. Gets it across the midcourt line. Here's Smith. Left-hand side over to Sharp, now to Peterson. Swing it right-hand side. Trying to penetrate. Inside the paint now to Northcutt. No, that's not Northcutt. That was Peterson. It was 25-14 with a minute left. Maddie Lease in the corner, left-hand side for Mazama. Back out front to Kennedy Lease. Crosses over with the dribble. Puts it up from the free throw line. Left side, no good. Out of bounds, last touch by Kayla Albers for Mazama. So Henley will get the ball back. Next to the last regular season game of the year between these two teams. Second matchup between the two. Henley winning 45-41 in the opener earlier this year. Left-hand side, Peterson on the wing. Now up top. Swings it inside the paint. Ball stolen. Right there to make the steal is Hill. Gets it to Maddie Lease. Across the midcourt line. Continues the dribble. Now backs it back out to the top of the circle. Into the free throw circle. The ball goes to Hill. She goes inside the paint to Albers. Ball knocked away and out of bounds. Carly Moore, the last one to touch that with 9.2 seconds left. Macy Clemens going to come in. And Cassie Strong will check out for the last 9.2 seconds of the half. Here's the inbound shot put up by Clemens. No good. Blocked and out of bounds. Mazama will re-inbound the ball again. Get it back to Macy again on the wing. Down to 3 seconds, 2 seconds. Macy Clemens won't get a shot off as the buzzer sounds to end the first half of play. It is Henley 25, Mazama 14. We'll become coming back with the numbers in the first half after this 3-minute break on 1240 The Winner, CBS Sports Radio.
Hello, I'm Mark Hemstreet, owner of Shiloh Inns. Shiloh is proud to be celebrating over 40 years of providing you, our valued Shiloh customers, with Shiloh's sincere friendliness, efficient customer service, and clean, comfortable, attractive, non-smoking rooms and suites, all at an affordable price. Shiloh also offers many free amenities like free Wi-Fi and free continental breakfast or hot, full, delicious breakfast at most Shiloh Inns, as well as pools, spas, steam, sauna rooms, exercise fitness facilities, and business centers. And even the kids stay free. And for you dog lovers, Shiloh is very dog friendly. So ask your best friend where he or she wants to stay. Next time you're traveling for business or pleasure, we think you'll get a paws up for Shiloh Inn. For reservations, call 1-800-222-2244 or visit our website at shilohinns.com. Shiloh Inns, affordable excellence. American family owned and proud of it.
When you need service for your septic system or grease trap, you want experienced technicians. So you call MODOK Services. The folks at MODOK Services will determine the problem and get it back on track in short order. MODOK Services is the oldest septic and grease trap servicer in Klamath County. Our service is the difference. Credit cards accepted. Another proud sponsor of today's game. MODOK Services. Call 541-883-6912. 541-883-6912.
Klamath Flower Shop wants to know if you're having a divine day or a doghouse day. Either way, brighten it up. The floral design experts at Klamath Flower Shop will add color and life to your workstation, a friend's house, wherever you need to spruce up the area. Come on, when was the last time you gave your loved ones or yourself flowers? Go from doghouse to divine. Call Klamath Flower Shop, 884-4159 at 133 South 9th.
Make room, because look who's here. The burger to rule them all. We're talking America's favorite burger, the Burger King Whopper. A real meaty, flame-grilled Whopper beef patty topped with tangy pickles, ketchup, fresh tomatoes, crisp lettuce, and fresh onions, finished with creamy mayo and served on a toasted 5-inch sesame seed bun. Feeling hungry for a real meaty burger yet? Well, you should be. Add a side of small, piping hot, thick-cut French fries or golden onion rings and a small fountain drink, and you've got a meal fit for a king. Burger King, with three convenient locations in Klamath Falls. Burger King on Campus Drive, Burger King South 6th and Washburn Way, and Burger King on South 6th across from Albertsons. Because Klamath Falls is a Burger King town.
This is a Burger King town.
Henley 25 and Mazama 14 at the break on the girls' side of things. Unofficial scoring in the first half. Your results may vary. Alexandra Sharp has 8 for Henley. McKenna Peterson has 2. Lindsay McLaughlin with 2. Carly Moore with 7. And Jessica Northcutt has 6. One player in foul trouble, Reagan Loney. She's got 3 personal fouls. For the Mazama Vikings, Maddie Leese with 3 points. Sandra Hill with 4. Kennedy Leese also with 4. 2 points for Jeffrey, Abby Jeffrey, and 2 points for Kayla Albers. Free throw shooting. Henley is 7 for 10 for 70%. And Mazama 6 of 10 for 60%. Score by quarters. Henley jumping out to the big lead once again tonight in the first period, leading it 16-3. Mazama actually wins the second quarter, outscoring Henley 11-9. Their score here at halftime is Henley 25 and Mazama 14. College baseball, Oregon State Beavers opening up their season today down in Surprise, Arizona with a victory. Oregon is opening up tonight. The Ducks playing against New Mexico in a 4-game series. Or Texas A&M, I believe it is. 4-game series down there. And, of course, the big game tonight is in the women's side. The first of 2 this weekend. They'll play on Friday And then again, I believe on Sunday, Oregon and Oregon State, two teams that are highly regarded to possibly be into the Final Four of the NCAA tournament this year. Oregon, Oregon State. Those teams battling. Oregon still undefeated at 12-0 in the Pac-12 and ranked number 3 in the country on the women's side. The men play once this weekend, Oregon and Oregon State, as they get settled in for the final stretch in the final run of the Pac-12, and then they're off and running for the Pac-12 tournament in the first, I believe it's the second week of March, the same week I think the NC or the OSAA Final Eight will be held. So it could be wild and crazy scheduling all those games with Oregon and at least one team, maybe two, from the Basin possibly in that tournament. Score at halftime, 25-14. The Henley Hornets girls lead the Mazama Vikings. We'll take another three-minute break and come back with the second half after this.
Picture this. You're driving down a highway and your car starts to shimmy, causing you to go all over the road. Before your suspension leaves you in suspense, head over to Hanson Tire. Cooper tires, alignments, struts, and shocks are quickly installed, and you'll be really happy with the prices, too. Be sure, before you hit the road, see Hanson Tire. Open weekdays on Maywood Drive. Prefer not to wait to get your taxes done? No problem, we understand. Drop off your tax documents and we'll get to work. When we're finished, just come to the office to review and sign your return. Or you can approve your return online. Ask about our free drop-off service when scheduling your tax appointment. Block's got your back.
Hi, this is Deborah Edders at your local H&R Block office on South 6th Street between East Main and Shasta Way. Come by today and see what it means to never settle for less when it comes to your taxes.
OBTP B14057.
Hello, I'm Mark Hempstreet, owner of Shiloh Inns. Shiloh is proud to be celebrating over 40 years of providing you, our valued Shiloh customers, with Shiloh's sincere friendliness, efficient customer service, and clean, comfortable, attractive, non-smoking rooms and suites, all at an affordable price. Shiloh also offers many free amenities like free Wi-Fi and free continental breakfast or hot, full, delicious breakfast at most Shiloh Inns, as well as pools, spas, steam, sauna rooms, exercise fitness facilities, and business centers. And even the kids stay free. And for you dog lovers, Shiloh is very dog friendly. So ask your best friend where he or she wants to stay. Next time you're traveling for business or pleasure, we think you'll get a paws up for Shiloh Inn. For reservations, call 1-800-222-2244 or visit our website at shilohinns.com. Shiloh Inns, affordable excellence. American family owned and proud of it.
When you're working on a construction site and you want dependable tools, get dependable tools at Dave's Tool Supply. Cordless tools, sandpaper, saw blades, well, just about every quality tool a quality construction worker needs. Delivery is available too. Now, let's say you have a broken air compressor or sander or nail gun. Hey, just drop it off and get it repaired. Dave's Tool Supply on Crest by Kiger Stadium.
Here are a few of our Basin Life Magazine preferred home improvement specialists that we highly recommend. Bauer Svensson, 1818 Derby, protecting family, pets, and property. And Bear Valley Construction, Tom and his crew, for all your residential and home remodeling needs, decks, room additions, and more. See them all on the Home Remodel Experts page on BasinLife.com. Want to become one of our preferred businesses on Basin Life? Call 541-891-2121. You'll always find the best on BasinLife.com.
Looking forward to the NBA three-point shooting contest. That's tomorrow, by the way. It begins at 8 o'clock Eastern, 5 o'clock Pacific, if you'd like to watch on TNT. Blazers have two players in the three-point shooting competition, Seth Curry, along with Damian Lillard. It'll be interesting to see if the Curry brothers end up competing head-to-head. That would be fun to watch. That's tomorrow on TNT, 5 o'clock Pacific. Henley moving now from right to left to start the second half. Carly Moore stops, pops, and shoots from the free throw line. It's good. And it is 27-14 now. A 13-point Henley lead. They've led by as many as 14 in this game. Down the floor is Matty Lease into the corner. There's a long two put up by Hill. No good. Rebound fought for. Stolen by Macy Clemens after a breakaway from Henley. Nicely done on the defensive end for Mazama's Macy Clemens. She'll get the ball in the corner left-hand side over to Hill. Sandra holding the ball there. Has it lost out of her hand for a moment. She tried to advance it to the other side of the floor. Mazama is going to reverse direction. Bring it up to Kennedy on the wing right. She'll cross over and reload the offense here. Way out between the rings. She'll swing it to Hill on the left. Give it back to Kennedy up top. Matty Lease playing down low here in this second half for Mazama. Kennedy. Once again, way out to Hill. Mazama's going to try to be very patient. They know that Henley's very difficult defensively, and they're going to work for a good shot. 13-point deficit, 27-14, they trail. Kennedy Lease way out in the front court to Hill once again, just playing catch on the perimeter. But you have to credit part of this to the Henley defense. It's superb right now. That matchup zone, Reagan Loney with three fouls coming out to hound Macy Clemens a bit. Now here's a jump shot. Free throw line extended, put up and in. That was Sandra Hill. She's got six. And it is 27-16. Back to an 11-point lead inside the paint. Jump ball. Ball is held, and it is Mazama ball. Henley running right now a defensive box and one on Macy Clemens, which has forced Mazama to do some different things offensively. Way out in the front court is Hill. She's fouled out there on the note. She traveled with it.
Offensive foul.
Oh, no. They gave her an offensive foul. I was wrong on both counts. Must have swung an elbow out. I didn't see it. It was on the opposite side. Somewhat screened out of that one. All right, 5:39 left third quarter. It's Henley's ball, 27-16. Hornets by 11. Reagan Loney with the ball right-hand side. Way up top now to Northcutt. She'll go back down mid-post, feed it down inside to Moore. Shot put up there, no good from six. Rebound, Matty Lease. Yo-yos the ball with the left hand. The southpaw across the midcourt line. We'll leave it for Kennedy. 5:08 mark left here in the third. Bring it over to Macy Clements. She crosses over with a dribble. Tries to penetrate to the baseline and then some. Going to be cut off at the pass. She'll bring it back out. And leave it up for Matty Lease. And again, give credit to Henley's defense. They're doing a great job. This is Kennedy net lease. Now to Matty. So the Vikings go to a motion offense. Inside, they kind of call that the Santa Clara weave, if you will. A derivative of it. A foul is going to be assessed on Northcutt. That'll be her third. So both Reagan Loney and Jessica Northcutt are playing with three fouls. Free throw on the way, and good for Macy Clemens. She has not scored here tonight until that basket. 27-17. They get back to a single-digit lead, and they do with Macy Clemens. Completing the second of two free throws. Henley with the ball. Reagan Loney crosses court, mid-direction, throws the other way now. Over to Sharp, baseline dribble drive, puts it up from seven, too strong, no good, didn't draw rim. Rebound Vikings, Clemens comes down with it. Outlet to Kennedy Lees, across the midcourt line. She'll hold up and bring the ball out. Right-hand side on the wing, 4:16 left. Mazama's kept the lead to nine. Running that lead once again. Get it to Matty Lee. She penetrates the baseline. This is off the glass. It's good, and she's fouled.
Now, chance for a three-point play.
Matty Lee's first field goal of the game with 4:04 left third quarter, cutting the lead to seven. Second personal foul on Alexandra Sharp. And a free throw could cut it to six, and it does. Maddie Lease cuts the lead to six. Kind of like we saw these two teams last time. Mazama gave up the big lead early, had to battle back. They've done it here again. Sharp leaves it for Loney. She'll drive to the baseline, cut off. And she's fouled by Maddie Lease on the baseline.
That's her first.
Maddie shrugging her shoulders and saying, was that a foul? I didn't think it was. Had a smile on her face there, too. She apparently didn't agree with the call. Here's the inbound to Moore. Carly turns, spins, throws it up from the 4-foot mark. It's no good. Ball lost out of bounds. Henley will give it right back to Mazama. The lead is six. A precarious one now. Could get it down to four or even three with a three-pointer, although either team has hit a three-point field goal in tonight's game. Mazama goes to the weave, and Maddie Lease will leave it out to Kennedy. She'll go to the other side, left side, work the floor. Bring it back out to Maddie. That web box and one still in. Sandra Hill now with the ball. Kick it back to Maddie Lease. She thought about the three. Now to Kennedy. 27-21 the score. Over to the right-hand side. The ball thrown off the hands and out of bounds off of Alexandra Sharp from Henley. Mazama retains possession. No, they reversed the call now. One official said, called the other one over who made the call and said, oh, I saw that the other way. So they have reversed that call, and Henley will get the ball back with 3:09 left. The Hornets have managed just 2 points in this third quarter. 3:02 left in the period. A long three, top of the key, no good. Rebound put back up and in, though, on the put back by McLaughlin. And it's now 29-21. Back to an 8-point lead for Henley. Macy Clemens in the right corner. Terminates her dribble. Lost it. Got it back. Now she's double-teamed. I have to get that way out front now to Lease. Left side over to Kennedy Lease. She was open for a three, but it elected not to take the shot. Now Hill in the corner. Left side of the baseline. Finds a wide open Kennedy Lease underneath the basket. She puts it up too strong. No good. Nice pass. Just didn't get the shot to go in from Kennedy. And the rebound, Henley. Here's a long three outside. Up and no good. That one missed by Loney. And the rebound brought down by Mazama with 2:10 left in the period. Maddie Lease to Kennedy Lease. She'll pop the three. It's off the mark. No good. Caught four and brought down. Now a foul. As
Jeffrey
fouls Alexandra Sharp trying to advance the ball with a skip pass about 70 feet away. Double teamed from the other side of the floor. And second personal foul going to be issued to Jeffrey. Team foul number three on Mazama with a minute 58 left. Third quarter, 29-21 the score. Mazama trailing by eight, Henley with the ball. Brady Smith travels with it out in the front court. Another Henley turnover. And Henley wants a timeout. Coach Shannon Carlson wants one. She's not happy. Minute 47 left. Third period, Henley 29, Mazama 21. Back in a minute.
This season, there will be a team that's down 15 in the fourth quarter. On the road. Count it out. And the only group that believes they'll win is themselves. And when they come back, that's Northwest Style. Win or lose, it's enjoyed with Northwest Style Pizza from Abby's. With toppings to the edge on a handcrafted crust. Abby's is a proud sponsor of OSAA Sports. Abby's Legendary Pizza.
When you need service for your septic system or grease trap, you want experienced technicians. So you call MODOC Services. The folks at MODOC Services will determine the problem and get it back on track in short order. MODOC Services is the oldest septic and grease trap servicer in Klamath County. Our service is the difference. Credit cards accepted. Another proud sponsor of today's game. MODOC Services. Call 541-883-6912. 541-883-6912.
Mazama with a miss on a three ball. Henley with the rebound. Brady Smith up top. Get it to Carly Moore. She'll try to penetrate inside the paint. Loses it, but Smith picks it back up. Work the other side now to Reagan Loney. Cutter down low inside the paint is Moore. Shot put up and around the rim and off. No good. And the rebound brought down by Maddie Leese, who is fouled from behind by Paige Barrett.
That's her second foul.
Or Barnett, I should say. No, check that. That's going to be on Moore, not Paige. Carly Moore's second. Minute five left, third quarter. Mazama trailing by eight. They have the ball. They trailed by 13 at the end of the first quarter. Have played well since. Inside the paint, stop and pop jumper put up. Macy Clemens, no good. Rebound, Albers. She'll clear it back out. Get the ball to Kennedy Leese, and Mazama reloads. Mazama doing a good job offensive rebounding right now. Here is Kennedy Leese. Bounce pass right-hand side over to Albers. Thought about shooting from the baseline. Got it back out. A long three is off the mark. No good by Clemens. Rebound Loney for Henley. 24 seconds left. To Carly Moore inside the paint. Travel with the ball, I think. Or was she fouled? They call a jump ball there? They called a jump ball. Not sure that ball was even held by a defender, but what they called. All right. Inbound to Smith. She'll pop it off the glass in for two. Brady Smith. To make it 31-21. 10 seconds left, third period. Here's Kennedy Leese to Maddie Leese. Left-hand side, going to have to do something with it quick. Here's the shot put up near the buzzer, no good. Albers with the putback, and it is good. Kayla Albers with a putback at the buzzer. Scores it for Mazama. It's an eight-point game going into quarter number four. Henley 31, Mazama 23, back in a minute.
Make room, because look who's here. The burger to rule them all. We're talking America's favorite burger, the Burger King Whopper. A real meaty, flame-grilled Whopper beef patty topped with tangy pickles, ketchup, fresh tomatoes, crisp lettuce, and fresh onions, finished with creamy mayo and served on a toasted 5-inch sesame seed bun. Feeling hungry for a real meaty burger yet? Well, you should be. Add a side of small, piping hot, thick-cut French fries or golden onion rings and a small fountain drink, and you've got a meal fit for a king. Burger King, with three convenient locations in Klamath Falls. Burger King on Campus Drive, Burger King South 6th and Washburn Way, and Burger King on South 6th across from Albertsons. Because Klamath Falls is a Burger King town.
This is a Burger King town.
Mazama to inbound to start the fourth quarter, 31-23, Vikings trail here in this first of two games tonight at Valhalla Court. Second matchup has the boys against each other, Mazama and Henley. Always a good game between the two teams. Here's Maddie Leese up front, leaves it for Clemens. Back now to Maddie. Andy Kennedy leases that weave near the top of the key. Has been effective against the Henley defense. Mazama winning the third quarter scoring-wise as well. Here's Clemens, jump shot baseline, rolls around and off, no good. Rebound brought down by Mazama's Leese. No, Hill, but Hill travel with it on the ground. Shuffling her feet as she was planted with a backside on the floor. Turnover. 31-23 remains a score. Brady Smith with the ball up top to Carly Moore for Henley. She'll bring it back over to Smith on the wing left. Now to Reagan Loney. Loney fights inside the paint, loses the ball, held ball. Possession arrow is Henley's. They'll simply re-inbound the ball with 7:02 left. Mazama outscored 16 in the first quarter, but they won the second quarter 11-7 and the third quarter 9-6. Here's a shot inside the paint for Northcutt. And it's no good. Short. Rebound, Lease. Maddie hides all the way down the floor herself. Urinates near the baseline. Mason Clemens. Pop. Good. Macy Clemens for two. About a 15-foot jumper baseline. Cuts the lead to six. Timeout, Mazama. 31-25. Henley by six. We're back in a minute on 1240 The Winner, CBS Sports Radio.
The providers in every day at Basin Immediate Care. Sports and wellness physicals to illnesses, injuries, and occupational services. You'll receive immediate attention. Basin Immediate Care's on-site x-ray and lab ensure speedy results, plus relief from your illness or injury. Open every day of the year, including Sundays and holidays. Never an appointment needed. Basin Immediate Care stays aware of, equipped for, and ready to meet every new challenge. Basin Immediate Care. The provider is in every day. 3737 Shasta Way in the Credit Union Center.
We've got food for the foodies on BasinLife.com from Wynn Broadcasting. Check our BasinLife.com restaurants page. Click on the Red Rooster Grill and Bar banner to get the special offers for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Save money, show them from your phone, the restaurants page. And check out our things to do page, the Road to Crater Lake page, the Travel Getaways page, and many more. The entire Klamath Basin in one place on your phone and computer on BasinLife.com.
.647 left in the game. Henley 31, Mazama 25. Henley to inbound against full court Mazama pressure. This is Bailey Smith across the midcourt line. Barely gets it to Northcutt. Jessica drives inside the paint, puts it up, draws the foul. After the stop and pop jumper from 6 feet inside the paint, Kayla Albers picking up the foul. Non-shooting foul, though. Must have come just after or just before the shot. Northcutt to inbound directly underneath the Henley basket. He'll get it up top to Brady Smith with 6.5 left in the game. Smith left-hand side over to McLaughlin. Tries to isolate over there, does. Now loses the ball on the dribble. Carly Moore will pick it back up and bounce it out front now to Reagan Loney, who almost loses it near the Henley bench. Gets it back to Northcutt. She'll go up with a shot, draw the foul with 6:15 left. Very quiet night for Jessica Northcutt. Offensively, she had 6 first half points. She's not scored here in the second half. Third personal foul on Kayla Albers. First free throw from Northcutt, good. To give Henley a 7-point cushion. Henley 32, Mazama 25. Second free throw is off the mark. It is no good. Mazama with the ball. Down by 7, Macy Clemens. Down the right sideline across the midcourt line. Leave it for Kennedy. Now to Maddie. Back over to Macy. And they're just going to run that weave once again up front. Trying to find somebody open. Kick it inside the paint. Oh, the pass knocked away. Good defense there by Northcutt. Denying the ball on the entry pass inside the paint. Down the floor, Carly Moore puts it up right hand from 6. No good. You got a foul on the following rebound. Another foul on Albers. She's picked up 3 quick ones. She will have to come out. Abby Jeffrey will check in for the Vikings at the 5:46 mark in this ball game. Abby Smith inbound to Northcutt. She turns, spins, puts it up to 7, not close, and blocked. Rebound, Mazama. Here comes Lease. Maddie, the senior. Lone senior. In court line. For Kennedy, your freshman year. Now, inside back over to Maddie. Lease with 5:25 left. We'll kick it back top the key to Sandra Hill. She'll leave it for Clemens. She kicks it back to Lease. And a blocking foul going to be called inside the paint as the pass
win. There's no number 11 on Henley's roster. That's who they gave the foul to, and the official scorer stops the clock. The foul was on Reagan Loney. That's her fourth. I thought that's who they called that on. That's a big foul. Loney will have to come set for the time being with 5:17 left in the game. 32-25. Both teams with one player, four fouls. Mazama with a weave out front. Near the top of the key, it'll be Macy Clemens right now with the touch. She'll get the ball to Maddie Lease. Now to Kennedy. Back to Clemens. Long three. Short. No good. High in the air to get the rebound. Carly Moore for Henley with 4:53 left. Outlets the ball down the floor to Smith. Inside the paint, Northcutt. Turnaround, seven-footer, no good. Rebound brought down by Jeffrey for Mazama. Mazama with numbers down the floor now. Quickly down to Clemens. Back top of the key, Lees for three. It is off the mark, but right off the front of the rim. Good idea, good opportunity. Held ball on the following rebound. It's going to be a foul instead on Macy Clemens. Her third.
17 foul.
4.5 left. That's a 17 foul on Mazama. This will put Jessica Northcutt to the free throw line for Henley. Total of 7 points tonight for Jess. Her first free throw is good. The Northwest Christian bound player will have one more. 33-25 is on the way, and she duplicates the effort with ease with the second opportunity. 34-25. 4.5 left in the game. Mazama trailing by 9. Caught up the three-way up front was Macy Clemens in the left corner. Got it to her again. Now she penetrates. Loses a dribble. Get it back to Kennedy Lease. Now over to Jeffrey, baseline right. She tries to get the ball back out to Kennedy, and that ball is stolen by Henley. Their defensive intensity has picked up quite a bit here in the last minute and a half of the ball game. McLaughlin with the ball for Henley, left-hand side on the wing. Going to bring it way out front to Jessica Northcutt. And she'll simply leave it out now to Smith. Henley electing maybe work a little time off the clock. Here is Alexandra Sharp with the ball inside the paint to Moore. She is fouled from behind by Maddie Lease, I believe. Somebody got her. It is on Maddie Lease. Her second team foul, number 8. And Carly Moore will go to the free throw line for Henley. Got 9 points in the game. First free throw is on the way, good. Moore, the first Henley player in double figures with 10 now. And it's Mazama trailing by 10. Henley 35, Mazama 25. Moore's second one is back iron and off. No good. Clemens with a rebound for Mazama. Quickly across the midcourt line. Gets it long three up and in. From the outside was Kennedy Lease of the long three. Puts her hand up to her face as she made the, like she didn't mean to do it. No, she did, of course. She made the shot, was happy about it. There's a shot missed by Henley. All of a sudden, the Vikings with the ball now. Long three from Clemens is good on the other end. And now we've got ourselves another ball game. 35-29. Back-to-back threes from Lease, Kennedy Lease, and Macy Clemens. And a timeout, Henley. 35-29. We'll be back in a minute.
Klamath Flower Shop wants to know if you're having a divine day or a doghouse day. Either way, brighten it up. The floral design experts at Klamath Flower Shop will add color and life to your workstation, a friend's house, wherever you need to spruce up the area. Come on, when was the last time you gave your loved ones or yourself flowers? Go from doghouse to divine. Call Klamath Flower Shop, 884-4159 at 133 South 9th.
Prefer not to wait to get your taxes done? No problem, we understand. Drop off your tax documents and we'll get to work. When we're finished, just come to the office to review and sign your return, or you can approve your return online. Ask about our free drop-off service when scheduling your tax appointment. Block's got your back.
Hi, this is Deborah Edders at your local H&R Block office on South 6th Street between East Main and Shasta Way. Come by today and see what it means to never settle for less when it comes to your taxes.
OBTP B14057.
.35-29, Mazama trailing by six. They put in full court pressure as Henley inbounds the ball. McLaughlin crossed the midcourt line with a crossover dribble. Terminates on the wing left. Top of the key to Smith, back to McLaughlin. Couple dribbles into the paint she goes, puts it up with her right hand, scoop to the hoop, too much. Rebound brought down by Henley. And Brady Smith. Foul inside the paint, away from the ball, I think. Henley will inbound the ball. Wasn't a foul. Reagan Loney will check in. I'm not sure what that whistle was. It had to have been something official there. They're going to re-inbound the ball and reload. 2:48 left in the game. 35-29. Mazama trails by six. Henley with the ball. Alexandra Sharp up top to Northcutt. She'll bring it right-hand side with the pass over to McLaughlin. Now back to Northcutt. Henley could run some clock here with a six-point lead. Forcing Mazama to foul. They've already got 18 fouls. They bring for Northcutt way back out again on the point and reload. Left-hand side, now right-hand side. Shot put up, no good. And a rebound fought for, brought down by Henley. But Joy Lees can't get her players' attention down the floor to foul. They finally do. That'll be the fourth personal foul on Clemens. But Henley, in the meantime, with the first free throw up and in by Reagan Loney. Her first point of the game, by the way. Cutting the time that Mazama has to come back down to 7 points. Second one is good. Took the Boston bounce route. 37-29. 8-point deficit. Mazama's going to have to hurry now. Get some threes up. Hope they can count them. Here is Lee. Spins inside the paint. Puts it up from 12. No good. Draws the foul. With a minute 53 left. And it'll be Lee going to the free throw line. No, it will not be Lee going to the free throw line. Yes, it will. That was a shooting foul. Reagan Loney fouls out with that personal foul with just 2 points tonight for the point guard for Henley. Hornets call timeout with a minute 53. We will do the same. 37-29 Hornets. Back in a minute on 1240 The Winners, CBS Sports Radio.
Hello, I'm Mark Hemstreet, owner of Shiloh Inns. Shiloh is proud to be celebrating over 40 years of providing you, our valued Shiloh customers, with Shiloh's sincere friendliness, efficient customer service, and clean, comfortable, attractive, non-smoking rooms and suites, all at an affordable price. Shiloh also offers many free amenities like free Wi-Fi and free continental breakfast or hot, full, delicious breakfast at most Shiloh Inns, as well as pools, spas, steam, sauna rooms, exercise fitness facilities, and business centers, and even the kids stay free. And for you dog lovers, Shiloh is very dog friendly. So ask your best friend where he or she wants to stay. Next time you're traveling for business or pleasure, we think you'll get a paws up for Shiloh Inn. For reservations, call 1-800-222-2244 or visit our website at shilohinns.com. Shiloh Inns, affordable excellence. American family owned and proud of it.
KRJW, Altamont Klamath Falls, back here at the Valhalla Court, 37-29. It's an 8-point Henley lead. Mazama's free throws are coming from Maddie Lee. She'll have two. First one is good for Maddie Leese. 4 points in the half, 6 points in the game for the senior. Cutting the lead to seven. Second free throw. Back iron and off. No good. Fought four brought down by Moore for Henley. With a minute 49 left. Crossed the midcourt line to Northcutt. Almost lost it out of bounds. And then a foul way over on the baseline, or rather sideline, far side. About 35 feet out. It's going to be on Albers. She will foul out. So Reagan Loney fouls out. And so does Albers. Kayla Albers fouls out with 4 points in the game. And free throws, very important for both teams now, but more importantly, Henley. First free throw, no good for Brady Smith. Her second one pending. Henley shot pretty well from the free throw line tonight. They were 70% at halftime. Second one is good. And that gives Henley an 8-point lead with a minute 44 left. Right-hand side, Kennedy Leese. Up top to sister Maddie. She wanted to shoot it, didn't. Got it back to Kennedy. Mazama doesn't have time to run much of this. They're going to have to get some shots up. Ball tied up in the top of the key. Kennedy Leese. No, Sandra Hills, the one that tied it up there, along with Alexandra Sharp. Ball remains in Mazama's possession with a minute 26 left, but they got to get the shots up now if they want a chance to get back into this game. Here's Kennedy Leese to Macy Clemens. Almost travels with it. Gets it to Leese for three. Maddie puts it up. No good. Clemens rebound. Shot blocked. Got it again. Kicks it back out. Here's Kennedy Leese. That one's short off the rim. Good luck, but did not go. Out of bounds. Last touch by Mazama with a minute six left. Coach Shannon Carlson wearing the traditional heels. She never leaves home without them when she's coaching a ball game. There's an immediate Henley, rather Mazama foul on the Henley inbound with a minute three left, and it is the third personal foul on Maddie Leese. She will put Henley right back to the free throw line. Peterson's first free throw is good. Making it a 39-30 game. Second one is on the way. It is no good. This will be a big win for Henley. The rebound, Northcutt up and in. They are up by 11 now. Henley will have a 7-2 record unless Mazama can come back in this last minute. Going to their final game against North Valley. Here's a jump shot. Macy Clemens, though, says not just yet. She pumps it in from 15, baseline right. 41-32, steal. Clemens drives, lays it up. Missed the lay-in with the steal. Rebound, Henley. Here come the Hornets. Down the floor, foul on Kennedy Leese against Bailey Smith. Right at midcourt as Smith tried to unload the ball with a pass. 35.1 seconds left. Kennedy's second foul. Smith will get one, actually two now, because it's a double bonus. Good. Brady Smith now with 4 points. 42-32. Second free throw. No. Rebound Clements. For Mazama, 30 seconds left, down by 10. Into the corner the ball goes. It'll be Maddie Leese. Up top to Clemens. Now to Kennedy Leese. She wants to try to spring herself open for a shot. Baseline now bounces inside. Shot put up by Strong, no good. Strong missed the shot, put back up, no good. And a foul on the Vikings with 10.3 seconds left. And more free throws pending here for Henley. It'll be the third personal foul on Kennedy Leese. Carly Moore to the free throw line for Henley. Her first is good. She has 4 points in this half, 11 in the game for the Vikings, 43-32. Second free throw is no good. Moore hits one of two. Down the floor. Here come the Vikes. Drive inside the paint. Shot put up, no good. Rebound fought for. Henley's got it. Ball game over. Mazama gave him a run again. Henley jumping out to the big lead early, though. And they win it 16-3 in the first quarter. And they win it by 11 at the end of the game, 43-32. We'll wrap up the girls' broadcast with our numbers from this game after this two-minute break.
Make room, because look who's here. The burger to rule them all. We're talking America's favorite burger, the Burger King Whopper. A real meaty, flame-grilled Whopper beef patty topped with tangy pickles, ketchup, fresh tomatoes, crisp lettuce, and fresh onions, finished with creamy mayo and served on a toasted 5-inch sesame seed bun. Feeling hungry for a real meaty burger yet? Well, you should be. Add a side of small, piping hot, thick-cut French fries or golden onion rings and a small fountain drink, and you've got a meal fit for a king. Burger King, with three convenient locations in Klamath Falls. Burger King on Campus Drive, Burger King South 6th and Washburn Way, and Burger King on South 6th across from Albertsons. Because Klamath Falls is a Burger King town.
This is a Burger King town.
I'm Mark Hemstreet, owner of Shiloh Inns. Shiloh is proud to be celebrating over 40 years of providing you, our valued Shiloh customers, with Shiloh's sincere friendliness, efficient customer service, and clean, comfortable, attractive, non-smoking rooms and suites, all at an affordable price. Shiloh also offers many free amenities like free Wi-Fi and free continental breakfast or hot, full, delicious breakfast at most Shiloh Inns, as well as pools, spas, steam, sauna rooms, exercise fitness facilities, and business centers, and even the kids stay free. And for you dog lovers, Shiloh is very dog friendly. So ask your best friend where he or she wants to stay. Next time you're traveling for business or pleasure, we think you'll get a paws up for Shiloh Inn. For reservations, call 1-800-222-2244 or visit our website at shilohinns.com. Shiloh Inns, affordable excellence, American family owned and proud of it.
Bridges World Jewelry is your quality home jeweler in the basin. Have an anniversary coming up? At Bridges World Jewelry, you'll find the entire inventory of in-stock anniversary bands at 40% off and high-quality diamond stud earrings at 50% off. Always an ideal gift. Plus, Bridges has a huge inventory of silver jewelry, as well as Black Hills gold jewelry and colored stone jewelry, and much more. Bridges World Jewelry, open Monday through Friday in the Tower Shopping Center. Your quality home jeweler.
This season, there will be a team that's down 15 in the fourth quarter. On the road, count it out. And the only group that believes they'll win is themselves. And when they come back, that's Northwest Style. Win or lose, it's enjoyed with Northwest Style Pizza from Abby's, with toppings to the edge on a handcrafted crust. Abby's is a proud sponsor of OSAA Sports. Abby's Legendary Pizza.
Klamath Flower Shop wants to know if you're having a divine day or a doghouse day. Either way, brighten it up. The floral design experts at Klamath Flower Shop will add color and life to your workstation, a friend's house, wherever you need to spruce up the area. Come on, when was the last time you gave your loved ones or yourself flowers? Go from doghouse to divine. Call Klamath Flower Shop, 884-4159 at 133 South 9th.
Picture this. You're driving down a highway and your car starts to shimmy, causing you to go all over the road. Before your suspension leaves you in suspense, head over to Hanson Tire. Cooper tires, alignments, struts, and shocks are quickly installed, and you'll be really happy with the prices, too. Be sure, before you hit the road, see Hanson Tire. Open weekdays on Maywood Drive.
Well, I hope we're back. We seem to have the biggest problems between the games. So we hope that we'll be able to hold on for the second contest. Mazama's girls lose to Henley 43-34. Let me give you the scoring wrap-up for the Henley Hornets. Reagan Loney had two. She fouled out. Alexandra Sharp with eight. Brady Smith had 4 points. 4 points for McLaughlin, 11 for Carly Moore, and 11 for Jessica Northcutt. The Mazama Vikings, 9 points for Macy Clemens. Maddie Lees had seven. Sandra Hill, six. 7 points for Kennedy Lees tonight. 2 points for Abby Jeffrey. In contest, scored by quarters. The big quarter in the first, Henley 16, Mazama 3 in the first period. Henley took a 23-14 lead into the locker room at halftime. Led it by a score of 29-33 going into the fourth quarter, one by nine, 43-32. To improve their record now to 7-2, the worst they can finish is a tie for second place. Well, it all depends. I know North Valley's girls play tonight at Hidden Valley. Hidden Valley has not lost a game in league this year, so the anticipated result of that would be Henley being one game up on North Valley going into their matchup against the Lady North Valley squad, the Knights, on Tuesday night at Henley. And if Henley can win that game with the top two teams in the league going automatically into the Sweet 16, Henley did themselves a big, big, big favor by winning tonight's first ball game. 43-32, our final score in game one. Dan Fast will join us for the second broadcast as the Mazama boys and the Henley boys get ready to get after it again. We'll give you another 2 minute break and come back here to Valhalla Court.
Klamath Flower Shop wants to know if you're having a divine day or a doghouse day. Either way, brighten it up. The floral design experts at Klamath Flower Shop will add color and life to your workstation, a friend's house, wherever you need to spruce up the area. Come on, when was the last time you gave your loved ones or yourself flowers? Go from doghouse to divine. Call Klamath Flower Shop, 884-4159 at 133 South 9th. When you're working on a construction site and you want dependable tools, get dependable tools at Dave's Tool Supply. Cordless tools, sandpaper, saw blades, well, just about every quality tool a quality construction worker needs. Delivery is available too. Now, let's say you have a broken air compressor or sander or nail gun. Hey, just drop it off and get it repaired. Dave's Tool Supply, on Crest by Kiger Stadium.
This season, there will be a team that's down 15 in the fourth quarter. On the road, count it out. And the only group that believes they'll win is themselves. And when they come back, that's Northwest Style. Win or lose, it's enjoyed with Northwest Style Pizza from Abby's. With toppings to the edge on a handcrafted crust. Abby's is a proud sponsor of OSAA Sports. Abby's Legendary Pizza.
Redneck Red's Grill and Bar on Washburn Way. A great place to enjoy lunch or delicious steak and seafood dinners. See them on our BasinLife.com restaurants page. And you'll see specials and features on restaurants from Klamath Falls to the TP in Chiloquin to Lake of the Woods to Pappy Gander's and K&K Espresso and Deli in Merrill and Senior Tequila's in Tule Lake. We've always got something new to check out on the restaurants page on BasinLife.com.
Randy Adams back here with Dan Fast, Mazama High School, Valhalla Court, as we get set for the second game of tonight's doubleheader, the Mazama Vikings and the Henley Hornets. Big night for basketball around the Eastern Oregon State against Eastern Oregon in a game trying to stay in first place in that conference. But here, you've got one team that's got the number one seed wrapped up and the other team that's on a three-game winning streak.
Yeah, Mazama's had an interesting season. They are 10-10 overall. They've outscored their opponents by 3 points, actually about 3.5 points per game. They've lost several close games, and they have not been blown out of any single game this year. They're really young. Now, of course, sophomores are juniors at this point in the season, and this should be a, just like it was last year, this should be a barn burner, this should be a war, this should be fun.
The interesting side here is that the two teams, I believe, a four-point win for the boys from Henley last time. They really had a couple of things go haywire for them in the middle of the season. Lost a 6'9" kid who decided to concentrate on swimming, and I guess well-deserved thing. He's down the state meet tomorrow, but he responded well to the first day of the second round of the Skyline Conference, and they won 3-8.
Hello, I'm Mark Hemstreet, owner of Shiloh Inns. Shiloh is proud to be celebrating over 40 years of providing you, our valued Shiloh customers, with Shiloh's sincere friendliness, efficient customer service, and clean, comfortable, attractive, non-smoking rooms and suites, all at an affordable price. Shiloh also offers many free amenities like free Wi-Fi and free continental breakfast or hot, full, delicious breakfast at most Shiloh Inns, as well as pools, spas, steam, sauna rooms, exercise fitness facilities and business centers, and even the kids stay free. And for you dog lovers, Shiloh is very dog friendly, so ask your best friend where he or she wants to stay. Next time you're traveling for business or pleasure, we think you'll get a paws up for Shiloh Inn. For reservations, call 1-800-222-2244 or visit our website at shilohinns.com. Shiloh Inns, affordable excellence, American family owned and proud of it.
Picture this. You're driving down a highway and your car starts to shimmy, causing you to go all over the road. Before your suspension leaves you in suspense, head over to Hanson Tire. Cooper tires, alignments, struts, and shocks are quickly installed, and you'll be really happy with the prices, too. Be sure, before you hit the road, see Hanson Tire. Open weekdays on Maywood Drive. When you're working on a construction site and you want dependable tools, get dependable tools at Dave's Tool Supply. Cordless tools, sandpaper, saw blades, well, just about every quality tool a quality construction worker needs. Delivery is available too. Now, let's say you have a broken air compressor or sander or nail gun. Hey, just drop it off and get it repaired. Dave's Tool Supply, on Crest by Kiger Stadium.
Klamath Flower Shop wants to know if you're having a divine day or a doghouse day. Either way, brighten it up. The floral design experts at Klamath Flower Shop will add color and life to your workstation, a friend's house, wherever you need to spruce up the area. Come on, when was the last time you gave your loved ones or yourself flowers? Go from doghouse to divine. Call Klamath Flower Shop, 884-4159 at 133 South 9th.
Don't forget, Basin Life magazine at BasinLife.com has city pages. Just click on the tab that says City Pages to see what's happening in Klamath Falls or in Merrill, Malin, Tule Lake, Bonanza, Doris, Keno, and Chiloquin. See all the city pages now. You'll see favorites like the Teepee in Chiloquin, home of the Hippo Burger, and Jock Supermarket and Senior Tequilas in Tule Lake, and many more. It's BasinLife.com on your phone or computer 24/7.